Today's scripture reading will be found in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 29.
马太福音七章二十一节，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Matthew 7:21, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
当那日，必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?
我就明明地告诉他们说：“我从来不认识你们。”你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers.
所以，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹。撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Bow down in prayer.
在天上的父，何等的恩典，我们今天早晨众弟兄姐妹聚集在你的面前，一起来敬拜，一起来赞美。
Father in heaven, what a great privilege and blessing that we can come together in worship and in praise of you.
因为我们一切的好处都不在你之外。
But there is no goodness apart from you.
在耶稣基督里面，一切神本性中的丰盛都丰丰富富的藏在主的里面。
All of the fullness of God is hidden in Lord Jesus Christ.
今天早晨，我们众人来到你的面前，就大大的向你来仰望，开口来祈求。
As we come before you this morning, we'll open up mouths wide and ask of you.
求荣耀的父将那赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
That you bless us with the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照明我们心中的眼睛。
To enlighten the eyes of our inner man.
让我们能够真知道你。
So that we'll know you truly.
因着认识你信你的缘故，让我们的生命就不断的强壮，不断的丰盛。
And because we know you, our life will be strengthened and continue to grow.
求你向我们施恩
，Bless us。
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 每次想到房子的时候，我就会想起我们当初买的第一座房子。
Every time I'm reminded of houses, I remember the first house we bought.
没有什么经验啊，这个中介人都是告诉我们说，买房子最重要的是什么？Location, 地点啊，地点最重要。
In experience, as we were told by the real estate agent, the key word is location.
当我们去找房子的时候，我们去看的时候，我们就很关注说，这个房子的地点在哪里啊？这个房子的样式如何呀？这个房子里外的装修哈如何，好不好看？
When we started our house search, we'll take a look at where the house was, inside and out, whether it looks pretty or not.
那有一次呢，有一位老弟兄很热心，帮助我们去看房子。
One time, an older brother wanted to help us, took us around.
他以前是搞建筑的。
And he was in the building business before.
当我们在这个房子的里外在看的时候，他却转这个房子，找到一个能够进到地基里面能看地基的一个小的小小的门。
While we were looking around in the house, and this old brother instead, he was searching for a little trap door. He went down into the basement to look at the foundation of the house.
他就钻到里面，然后去看得很仔细，然后又去闻一闻有没有这个煤的味道。
Sort of a crawl space, and he went in and smelled around to see if there was mildew.
这就是我们今天这段经文告诉我们的，一座房子最重要的是什么？就是它的
This is the focus of today's scripture passage. The most important thing about a house is its foundation.
一座房子是这样，我们个人的生命以及我们建教会的整体的这个施工也是这样。我们要回到我们的根基，不断的来看一看我们所建造的这个根基是否稳固。
This is so with a house, and the same thing. Is with our church, with our lives, we have to look and see how solid our church's foundation is.
所以今天我们就着这一段的经文来看一看我们个人的生命的根基如何，我们看看我们教会的整体的这个施工是不是稳稳的建在神的根基上面。
Through this passage, let's take a closer look at ourselves and our church to see whether our church is founded on solid principles of God.
为什么有的时候我们看到两个人同一天信主，甚至同一天受洗，但是过了一段时间以后，这两个人的灵命状态却差得很多呢？
Why is it so that when we witness the baptism of two believers and as time goes by, one grows a little stronger spiritually, and the other is not growing as well.
为什么我们看到有些人信了主以后非常的喜乐，经历神不断的有见证出来，但是同样一批信主的人呢，却常常看不到什么果子从他生命当中表现出来。
Why do we witness in one group of believers after their baptism? Life is filled with joy, whereas the other group lacking it.
同样是经历了三年的疫情，为什么我们看到有些人在这个难处当中，他生命重生了？看到有些弟兄姐妹在这三年当中，生命没有退后，而是不断的成长。但是有一些的弟兄姐妹，好像经过这三年疫情之后，却变得软弱、退后。 灵命的光景大大不如以前呢?
This three-year pandemic witnessed the regeneration of some and the growth of faith in others. On the other hand, we also have this picture of those who tarry and get stuck in terms of their spiritual growth.
我们在一个教会当中聚会啊。 主日听到的是一样的主日的信息，甚至我们在小组查经里面，我们都是用同步的方式哈，读基本上一样的经文，但是灵命的表现却是大不一样的。We
worship in the same place, we hear and take in the same message, and we have our Bible studies, hearing the same message and all, but the results of that reception of the message are rather different. Why is that?
对教会来讲，我们要看一看我们教会的根基如何，我们怎么知道我们今天所做的事情，我们所参与的这个施工和服事，能够在上帝的面前被看为重要，能够存在永恒当中，而且依然有意义呢？
In the same way, we need to look at the foundation of our church. And the various ministries God has entrusted our church with to see which of the ministries will endure till the day He comes.
这就是今天我们读的这段经文，耶稣基督引导我们去思考的两个方向，一个叫听道，一个叫行道。
And this is a lead in to the passage we just read today. There are two things here. One is to hear, and the other is to practice.
二十一节他就说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Verse 21 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
显然能够称呼耶稣说主啊主啊的人，他一定是听过耶稣的道了。
Obviously, those who are calling upon the name of the Lord must have heard his teaching.
但是耶稣在这里有一个对比，说唯独遵行啊，显然这些人只是称呼主，但是没有按照上帝的标准去遵行天父的旨意，以至于他们不能进天。
But here we have a comparison. One is that those are the people who hear and put it into practice, and the other do not do it.
接下来耶稣就讲这个比喻，讲到这个根基的比喻哈，他说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，听道和行道啊，这两件事情。就好比一个聪明的人。
And then Jesus went to tell this parable, and one group of people upon hearing would put into practice what they have heard, and the other group not so.
这些人不光是听了，而且能够照着神的吩咐去行，那他就是一个聪明的人，把自己的房子建在那个坚固的磐石的根基上。
Not only they heard the word, they also practiced what they had heard, and this is as if they were building their house on solid foundation.
但是另外这一批人呢，是听了神的话却不去行的，那就是一个无知的人。
Look at the other group, though. Having heard of the word, they have failed to put the word into practice.
他的房子是建造在沙土上，是经不起考验的一种的根基。
It is as if they build their house on sand, and that would not withstand testing.
一个房子能够立得住，一个房子最后要倒塌，而倒塌的很大。
One house will stand, and the other will be left wobbly, and it will fall with a great crash.
如果你不看中那个根基，匆匆忙忙的买了这个房子，过了几年哈，那里有裂缝，这里有霉长出来，那这个房子就受到极大的亏损。
If you're out to buy a house and you haven't really inspected it, then you will be in trouble later on. Problems will arise with mildew or cracks in the foundation.
不选好那个根基，就匆匆忙忙的。花了很多的时间精力在上面建房子的话，这种人不是聪明的人。
If you haven't spent your time inspecting the foundation before building upon it, you are not a wise man.
所以耶稣在这里强调两方面，一个叫听道，一个叫行道。
So there are two areas of our Lord's emphasis. One is to hear, and the other is to practice.
这是七章的最后一段了哈，整个第五马太福音第五章到第七章是耶稣整段的一长段的叫登山宝训的教训。
This marks the end of chapter 7, which concludes his long teaching known as the Beatitude.
不是所有的人都听到了耶稣这段讲论的。
Not everyone had the opportunity to hear whatJesus was saying here.
因为四章结尾的时候说很多的人跟着耶稣。
By the end of chapter 4, we have multitudes following Jesus. That's what the scripture says.
从各个地方的人都来
they came,
寻求耶稣的医治。
They came from all over the place for the purpose of getting healed.
但是耶稣看见这许多的人，耶稣做了一个动作，他就转身，他就上了山。然后继续坐下，门徒到他跟前来，耶稣就开口讲了。
Having seen this situation, he did something different. He turned around and went up the mountain and started teaching his disciples.
那些紧紧跟随耶稣的那些的门徒跟着他一起上了山，耶稣坐下了以后，他们在耶稣的面前就听到了耶稣这一段非常宝贵的登山宝训的教训。
Those of his disciples who went up the mountain with him had the opportunity, had the blessing of hearing the teaching of Jesus.
当耶稣讲完这段话，讲完这个根基的比喻之后，又记述说耶稣就下了山，在第八章第一节，然后就讲说啊，许多的人就又跟随他。
After he was done with his teaching, as recorded in this chapter, starting with verse 1 of chapter 8, Jesus left the mountain, went down the mountain, and there you found another multitude of people following him.
所以当这些紧紧跟随耶稣基督这些门徒，他们就有机会听到了耶稣所讲的这段话，但是还有许多的人是在山下，他们在山下等着耶稣下了山以后，这些人才又来找耶稣。
Look at this picture. The disciples of Jesus, they had the opportunity. They heard Jesus' teaching, but the multitude of people who were down and under, they did not come up the mountain. They didn't hear the word.
所以第一件很重要的事情，要让我们的生命能够不断的成长，你一定要听到。
First key is for our spiritual development, growth, is to hear the word.
今天我们开车来到路上，路上有很多的车哈，但开车的那些，有的人去购物，有的人去其他的游玩，有的去打高尔夫。感谢主哈，我们这一批人今天能够聚在这里，克服一切的这些的搅扰和干扰，能够来到神的面前，听到神的话，圣经的话，耶稣的灵做工，这是有福的事情。
As you were coming over to the church today, you must have witnessed a lot of other people going in all sorts of directions, shopping, doing their own stuff, playing golf and all. But look at it.What a blessing that we have coming over before you to hear the precious word of our Lord.
所以第一件事情啊，来到神的话语当中，去听、去读、去查，这是我们蒙福的一个很重要的一个途径。
So the first thing is to come and hear, and then after hearing, we can practice and we can reflect on.
但显然这一段话里面强调的不是听到，而是对那些已经听到的人所讲的，他们要去行。
Obviously, throughout this passage, the focus is not on hearing per se, but on after hearing the word practice, after the practice part.
所以接下来耶稣就讲了这个根基的比喻。
And then we have Jesus' parable of the foundation.
所以第一个问题我们就一定要清楚，就是耶稣基督所讲的根基到底是什么。
We have to be crystal clear about what it means to say foundation.
我们灵命，我们教会唯一的根基就是主耶稣基督。
Spiritual life and our church, the only thing is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这在哥林多前书第三章里面有提到说，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
This is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. There is no other foundation but the foundation which has already been laid.
我这里讲的磐石，讲到要建造的那个房子不至于倒塌的那个根基，那个基础就是耶稣基督他自己。
And the foundation of the rock upon which the house is to be built is none other than our Lord.Jesus Christ.
然后主耶稣基督在跟彼得的对话，门徒的对话当中，再次把这一个再扩展一下，讲明一下。当主耶稣基督问彼得说：“你说我是谁”的时候，彼得说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”这句话对耶稣基督的这个启示，成了我们教会的根基。
In an extended fashion, our Lord continued his teaching. With, for example, this, his apostle Peter when he turned around and asked them, "Who do you say? Who do men say that I am?" And they recognized him as the rock, the foundation, the Christ.
他对彼得说。 彼得刚刚讲完这句话，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。之后，他说：“我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。”After
Jesus replied, our Lord continued to say, after Peter's statement, "You are the Son of the Living God," our Lord continued his teaching, saying that I'll build my church on this rock.
建造在耶稣是基督是永生神的儿子这个核心的信仰基础上的才是主耶稣基督的教会。It
is the church that is built on this key foundation, that is, Jesus is the Christ, He is the Son of the Living God, and this is the solid foundation the church is to be built upon.
神把他自己和他的教会连在一起，把他权柄赐给教会，这样的教会的权柄大到一个地步，阴间的权势不能胜过他。Our
Lord putting Himself, uniting Himself with the church, and thereby stating that nothing will overcome the church of God, not even the power from hell.
而且把天国的钥匙赐给这个建在耶稣基督根基上的这个教会，教会所祈祷、所释放的，在天上也要释放；教会祈祷要地上捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。他的权柄就是跟耶稣基督的权柄连在一起。Furthermore,
the Lord has given the key to the kingdom of heaven to His church. Whatever the church prays. Will be done. Praise will be done on heaven as on earth, and whatever the church loses in heaven will be loosed on earth.
所以耶稣基督很清楚的启示哈，耶稣基督是教会的根基的意思是说，我们要持守这个很单纯的信仰，耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
The clear revelation by our Lord Jesus Christ is. That this very foundation, that Jesus is the Christ, that's the foundation of the church.
到以弗所书第二章二十节又讲说，我们这个教会，我们这一群人是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。In
the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, Paul teaches us that our church, the church of Christ, is built upon the foundation. Of the apostles and the prophets.
所以不光是彼得一个人呢，不是彼得是教会的根基啊，是彼得、使徒、先知这一批人借着圣灵的启示所发表的这个信仰、这个福音，才是我们教会的根基。耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
In that statement, in that verse, you'll be able to tell this is not Peter alone who forms the rock, so to speak. The rock, the foundation, rather is. That of Jesus Christ's apostles and prophets who are the ones entrusted with the proclamation of the gospel.
那在今天这个经文，耶稣再进一步给我们解释啊，耶稣基督跟他的话等同在一起，凡听见我的话去行的，就是建造在他的根基上。And
through our passage today, we read. There is a further identification between Jesus Christ, our Lord, with His Word, with His teaching.
所以这个根基的比喻哈，两座房子看起来很像。And
here we have the issue of the foundation. We have two houses. They look similar.
你不看到根基，看上面应该差不多的。If
you disregard the foundation of the house, you look at the upper portion. They look very much alike.
而且他们在地上的遇到的情况呢，环境呢也是类似的，都有雨淋、水冲、风吹，都会撞着这个房子。And
they experience the same natural phenomena, like rains and streams and winds, beating against the house.
唯一的不同就是他们建造在不同的根基上，一个建造在磐石上，一个建造在沙土上。
The only difference, the primary difference is their foundation. One is built on a rock, and the other sand.
因着这个根基的不同啊，当遇到雨淋、水冲、风吹的时候，撞着这房子，一个可以存得住。
Because of the difference in foundations, when rain and streams and winds start beating against the house, one will remain.
另外一个却存不住，倒塌甚至倒塌的很大。
And the other, as in this example, fell with a great crash.
所以，这个房子立得住的人被称为聪明的人。
The one who built his house on a rock which withstood is called a wise man.
另外一个房子立不住倒塌甚至倒塌很大的人被称为无知的人。
And the other man is called a foolish man whose house as the same had been built and sand fell.
一个是听了就去行的人。
One is the one who, upon hearing, put into practice what he had heard.
另外一个是听了却不去行的人。
Whereas the other one, having heard, did not practice what he heard.
当我读到这里的时候，我其实在问说，人为什么会听到却不去行道呢？
I was asking myself when I was reading this portion, why is it so that people hear? Yet they don't practice what they have.
我第一个出现在脑子里的想法是，这个人比较懒惰。
The first thing that comes up is that's a lazy man.
他听到了，他知道应该去怎样去做，但是他没有去做，他太懒了。
He heard it, therefore he knew it. It must be that he was a lazy man.
那你注意，这不是耶稣基督在这里讲的。
Notice though, this is not what our Lord Jesus is teaching us.
他不是一个不努力的人。
He's not a man of efforts.
他也在建房子啊。
He's building.
甚至他建的房子可能比另外一个人建的还大嘞。
Even so, the house he was building might be bigger than the other one.
在沙土上建造比较快嘛，不用花那么多力气嘛，可能很快这个房子就建起来，他有更多的时间建更大的房子。
It would be a lot easier to build it on sand And so he will be spared more time for the building of lots of other bigger structures.
这个人不是闲在那里不做事的人，他甚至是一个很忙碌的一个人，天天在那里忙着做事的人。
This is not the one who is lazy per se. He's the one who is a busy bee every day. He's doing things.
为什么人听到却不去行道呢？我想到第二个原因，是不是因为他太忙了，忙着做其他事情？
Well, the second reason that I was reminded of was maybe that person is just too busy to practice.
是不是因为他们所处的时代环境不同呢？
Maybe times are different. Their situations they face with are a little different.
处境不同，有些人说我不得不这个时候做这件事情，不得不如何，我没有时间去读经去上教会。
Oh, some people say, well, I'm forced to, I just don't have the time. I have so many other things. I don't have the time for church.
但这也不是耶稣在这里讲的，因为他们遇到的是同样的，有雨淋、水冲、风吹，都会撞着那个房子，是同样的环境。
But that's not what our Lord is teaching here. All of them are faced with the same set of natural phenomena.Such as rain, streams, and winds.
注意，耶稣在这里称这种人叫什么？
Note though, what kind of man is this in the eyes of Jesus?
不是因为他懒惰，不是因为他的环境跟别人不一样，他们被称为叫什么？无知的人。
They are called foolish men, not because they are lazy or their circumstances are a little different.
是因为他们是无知的人，他们才听了道却不去行道。
Because they are foolish, and that's why upon hearing they are not able to put into practice what they have heard.
所以我们没有一个人 愿意被别人叫做无知的人，对吧？
Who wants to be called foolish?
更何况是被主自己叫做无知的人。
Not by man, but not by our Lord himself.
所以我们一定要搞清楚耶稣所说的这个无知的人到底是什么样的人。
So we really have to have a clear understanding of what kind of a foolish man is this.
所以我们就到这个词里面去看一看，这个词到底是什么意思呢？
Let's dig it a little deeper into the very word.
Moros, 它原来的意思，最基本的意思是迟钝、愚蠢的意思。
The original is moros, that means dull or stupid.
但后面这个括号里面的这个解释很关键啊，帮助我们真正把握这个意思，它是一个 shut up， 是一个关闭、封闭、不开窍、眼瞎的人。
The parenthetical explanation is even more pronounced. As you can see, this is somebody. This word means being shut up, being secluded, not opening up.
所以耶稣用这个词的时候，称人做无知的人，常常跟另外一个词连在一起，就是无知、瞎眼的人。
When our Lord Jesus used this particular word, moros, he used it very often in conjunction with another word, blind.
除此之外，还有这个粗心大意、大大咧咧、不在乎的意思。
Also, other words would be heedless, careless, things of that nature.
同时，也是这些啊，这个顽固的人、笨蛋，这个死脑筋不开窍。
And also, in terms of morality, it means blockhead, morally deficient.
表现出来就是在神的面前看起来是一个很荒谬、很荒唐、一个 foolish 的人。
As evidence in that person's behavior, is being absurd or is simply as a fool.
那你就知道这个词是很不好听的哈，一个讲人的话。
This word has a very bad connotation.
耶稣称呼这些最后房屋存不住的人叫做无知的人。
And those are the people whose house fell. Those are the people our Lord Jesus called foolish, moros.
这个词在马太福音当中一共出现了六次啊，其中有两次是指法利赛人。
This word in the Gospel of Matthew has been used 6 times.
有两次是用在那个愚昧的童女啊，十个童女嘛，五个是聪明的，五个是愚昧的。
Twice, the word twice has been used to describe the foolish virgins, the 5 foolish virgins.
对，那五个童女最后也是被关在门外啊，主说我不认识你们了。
Those were the foolish virgins who had been shut out of the banquet.
所以这个无知的人不是今天我们所讲的他不知道这些事情啊。无知的人是指那些不真正认识神的人。
So, being foolish does not mean a lack of knowledge, but those are the people who do not know the Lord.
这些无知的人表面上看起来好像跟那些得救的人很像。
They appear to be look-likes of the faithful.
十个童女都去接这个新郎，但是其中五个被称为是无知的童女。
All of the 10 virgins went waiting upon the arrival of the bridegroom, but only about 5 of them were foolish.
看起来很像啊，都在一个群体当中，但是有的是真正得救的麦子，有的是看起来只不过像麦子的败子。
You couldn't tell in this so-called homogeneous group, you couldn't tell one from the other, but some obviously turned out to be wheat and the others.
为什么他们听到不去行道？不是他们不愿意，他们里面根本就没有那种的能力、那种的愿望、那种的渴望去寻出神的道来。
Why is it so that upon hearing of the word, they fail to practice what they have heard? Well, it is, has to do with what is lacking inside. They just don't have it.
他们所读的圣经对他们没有益处，因为他们只是说说听听而已，并不把神的话当真。
They might have heard the word of God, and they heard it as a matter of routine, without really care about what the word of God is.
其实这个无知的人是指那些以为自己认识神，甚至看起来很像是基督徒，但却不真正认识神的自己。
And they appear to be knowing the Lord.And to be believers, but actually they're not believers, they're not true believers.
借助其他的经文我们看一下啊，这无知的人有三方面的特点。
Let's look at other scripture passages to see the characteristics of foolish men.
第一个特点就是只看重外表不注重内在的生命的人。
The first is they focus only, they care about their appearance, they don't care about their spiritual life.
这是几次啊，在福音书里面，耶稣用这个词讲那些法利赛人。
A couple of times, this is the word the Lord employs in his description of the Pharisees.
你们这瞎眼引路的有祸了！你们说凡指着殿起誓的不算不得什么，只是指着殿中的金子起誓的，他就该遵守。你们这无知瞎眼的人呢、啊？什么是大的？是金子吗？还是叫金子盛盛的殿呢？
Woe to you, blind guys! You say, if anyone swears by the temple, it means nothing. But anyone who swears by the gold of the temple is bound by that oath. You blind fools! Which is greater, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred?
主对他说：“如今你们法利赛人洗净杯盘的外面，你们里面却装满了勒索和邪恶。无知的人呐、啊，照外面呢。”
Then the Lord said to him, Now then, you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You foolish people, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also?
法利赛人只注重外表，给人的印象如何，别人的观感如何，在人群当中的地位如何，却忽略了他们里面的悔改。里面的重生，里面跟圣灵、跟主之间那种亲密的连接的关系。
Look at the Pharisees. They focus only on the outside, how they look to the others. However, they ignore totally their inside, their relationship with God and seeking after Him.
无知的人，第二个特点是只关注今生，不为永生做预备。
The second characteristic of a foolish man is that they only focus on this temporary life. They don't care about or prepare for eternal life.
好像他的眼睛像永恒关闭了，只注重当下，只注重现在，只注重现实的好处。
As if their eyes were blinded to eternity, to the future. Instead, they focus on only the transitory, on the immediate, on the present.
神对这种人说：“无知的人呐、啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢
？”To those people, Jesus said, "But God said to him, 'You fool! This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?"
这是耶稣讲到一个很有钱的一个财主。
He's talking about a rich man.
收成很多，他说：“我要建更大的仓房。”把这些财物、食物都储存起来，然后我就对我的灵魂说：“你可以安安逸逸地享受这一切吧。”
And this is a rich man with an abundant harvest, and he said to himself, "I'm going to tear down the old barn, and I'm going to build new ones which are bigger, and I'm going to harvest the new harvest." And but Jesus said, "Your soul will be demanded of you. What are you going to do with your wealth?"
神却对他说：“今夜啊，今夜你的灵魂。”就要被收走。
And God said, "What? Tonight, your soul will be demanded of you."
今生再多的丰富是没有办法让你的灵魂得满足的。
Regardless of the abundance of this life, there is no satisfaction in terms of God.
如果一个人只是活在当下，只是为了现今的这些财富、名誉、地位这些的追求的话，却忽略了永生的话，这些人。
If one is stuck in this present life with a focus on what they have, what they can boast about, what they are, who they are, they neglect eternal life. Those are the foolish men.
第三个特点，
无知
的人是属灵迟钝的人。
And they are slow to believe. They are dull in spirit.
这是在主耶稣基督复活以后，当天啊，两个门徒跟过耶稣的人啊，就跑去以马忤斯往以马忤斯的路上的时候，耶稣遇见他们，听他们讲话，知道他们心里的状态以后，他就对他们讲说：“无知的人呐、啊，先知所说的一切话，你们心信的太迟钝了。”
And this passage is recorded after the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. It's a narrative of meeting up with two believers on their way back to Emmaus. And this is what the Lord said. He said to them, how foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
当一个人对这个神的话语关闭，心是关闭，只追求自己想要的东西的时候，他就不能够在耶稣基督里面与他有这种生命的连接。
You see, when a foolish man's heart is closed, is shut up to the Lord, he's not going to have any relationship with our Lord Jesus.
当一个瞎眼的人走在路上，你看到前面有障碍的时候，你不能告诉他说你要努力躲开，努力去走正路，他再努力是做不到的。
When it's as if you see a blind man with obstacles in front of his footsteps, and you can tell him to exert himself to overcome the obstacle, but there is no way the blind man will be able to overcome the obstacle in front of him.
他的需要是眼睛要被打开。
And his urgent need is to have his eyes healed open.
耶稣基督复活的当天啊，那些妇女跑到坟墓那里去看，然后看见空坟墓，又跑回这个门徒那里去报信，门徒又跑到这个空坟墓那里去看，然后耶稣显现了，妇女们看到耶稣以后，他们就跑着去传这个信息，大家都在那里跑着去为耶稣基督的复活去做见证，但这两个人却跑回家。
Just look and reflect upon the post resurrection scene.We have this group of women going to the tomb, witnessing all, and running back to report the good news of his resurrection, and then followed by the visit of the tomb, the empty tomb, by his disciples, and they were all running around celebrating, telling one another the Lord has risen. Yet, on the other side, on their journey back to Emmaus, we have those two believers not yet in tune to the Lord's resurrection.
直到什么时候呢？直到耶稣跟他们讲解圣经的话，让他们明白圣经的启示，再一次跟他们讲，他们自己后来就讲说，哎，耶稣跟我们讲解这些圣经，他必须受难，必须复活的时候，我们心里不是在火热吗？我们心里的不是在这个受到圣灵的感动了吗？
So when did they experience a change of heart? Isn't it so? Only that occurred only when Jesus explained the gospel, the scripture to them. Isn't it so that the Christ was to die and resurrect and explain the gospel to them, and they opened up their eyes.
当他们心里的眼睛先被打开之后啊。然后在吃饭的时候，当耶稣拿出饼来拨饼要祝谢的时候，他们眼睛外面的眼睛也被打开了啊，看到这就是复活的主。
So when they sat down to dinner that night, when the eyes of their heart were opened, they will be able to see. And spiritually, their physical eyes are opened as well. They witnessed the Lord in their midst, and they understood.
他们的眼睛一旦被打开，哦，不一样，当夜就跑回到耶路撒冷，再次遇见了复活的主。
And when their eyes were opened, and their life was drastically different, at that very night they went back to Jerusalem.
什么是无知的人
？What is a foolish man？
啊，在这个启示录里面给我们举一个教会的例子，老底嘉教会就是。无知的一群的人，
What is a foolish man, a foolish church for that matter? We have a description of the church Laodicea, and that's in the book of Revelation.
他们自己说我是富足的，我已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白色白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不被露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
And this is what our Lord says to Laodiceans. You say I'm rich. I've acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness and salve to put on your eyes so you can see.
求主怜悯我。
Have mercy on us, Lord.
我们常常要在神的面前来检查我们自己属灵的根基到底有没有摆偏。
We need so often to look, to have some introspection upon ourselves, whether the condition of our spiritual life.
今天我们见主的话，主会称我们为聪明的人呢？
What about if we see the Lord today? Do you think He's going to call us a wise man or a foolish man?
这些最终被显明是无知的人，不是一个两个，是许多人。
What's going to be revealed is this picture, not a few alone, but a multitude who will be named foolish men.
这是前文讲的，当那日有许多人，哪日啊？这是他们见主的日子了，一切真相都被显明的日子了。当那日必有许多人对我说，对主说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
So what's going to happen on that day? What does it mean to say that day? Well, the day of final judgment. So this is what we have from the Lord. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy your name? And in your name,drive out demons, and in your name, perform many miracles.
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
Then I'll tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers.
这些人有什么特点？他们口里可以称主啊主啊。
Oh, what kind of a person is that? And they call, they're calling Lord, Lord.
他们甚至可以奉主的名传道、赶鬼和行许多异能。
Oh, they can even prophesy in the name of the Lord and drive out demons.
就像犹大一样，跟着其他十一个门徒出去的话，神也赐给他们权柄，他们可以做事的。
Just like Judas Iscariot, he went along with other apostles, driving out demons and healing the sick.
但主却说，我从来都不认识。
But the Lord said, I never knew you.
他不是说不知道这个人。
He's not saying that he did not know them personally as a person.
这个认识就像夫妻这种关系，很亲密的一种关系，这种的认识，一种生命的连接，一种关系上的连接。
The word the Lord used is the one knowing your spouse, and that's the knowledge part. It signifies a connection, a life connection.
而且他们被称为作恶的人。
And those are called evil doers.
哦，你说我不是作恶的人。
Oh, you may object in saying that I didn't do any.
那你知道耶稣在这里讲所作恶的人，就是没有遵照神旨意的人，没有遵行神旨意的人，坐在神旨意之外的这些的事情，都被称作作恶。
But Jesus defines the evil man as the one not doing his will.Or doing things outside of his will.
Yeah, 这个世界和世界的事情都会过去。唯有遵行神旨意的人才能够永远长存。
This world and all the things in this world will pass, but only the one who does the will of God will endure.
这些人不能进天国，与主分离。
Those are the people who are not going to be able to enter the kingdom of God will suffer.Eternal separation from him.
这不在少数，将来有许多的人被这种假象所蒙蔽，但是将来会被显明。
They're not far few in numbers, and they are multitudes. That picture is going to be revealed in the final days.
所以我们要回到我们的根基啊。 我们真正认识主吗？ 我们真正跟神之间有这样一种生命的连接？
That's why we have to go back to our foundation. Do we truly know the Lord? Do we have that inner right connection with Him?
我们是这种不仅听到，而且能够信到，因着信心而去行道， 然后从生命里所发出的那种传道的基督徒。
Are we the ones who can say that we hear and we believe and we practice what we've heard and we preach what we have heard God's word?
在这个根基的比喻之前，耶稣讲了一个比喻，是两种树啊，好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子。好树不能结好果子，坏树不能结好果子。
Right before this parable, Jesus was telling the parable of the good trees bearing good fruit and bad trees bearing bad fruit.
从果子可以认出这个树来。
You can tell the tree from its fruit by its fruit.
从我们的这个人的生命的表现，我们能不能够积极的去参与这个福音的工作？不是说这些工作使我们得救，而是这些东西使我们生命自然的表现。如果没有这种表现的话，我们要重新去省察，你是真正重生得救了吗？
By our very behavior, our conduct, which is exhibited in what we do, we can tell whether we are of Him.
让我们的生命啊，真是稳稳的建造在耶稣基督这个磐石上。
Let's make sure our life is built on this solid ground, on this foundation of Jesus Christ.
我们先来查验一下我们的教会咯。Let's
look at our church.
我们教会是不是一个听神的话、信神的话、行神的话，又传扬神的话的教会呢？
Can we say of our church this way, that we are a church that hears, that believes, that practices what we have heard, and preaches what we have heard?
多少人有读过我们教会的这个意向的这个宣言的？你举一下手。
How many, raise your hands if you have read our statement of faith?
但实际上，大部分的人还不知道，这是我们教会的意向啊。And
this is our vision, the vision of our church. So I can see most of you have not read it.
4年多前，当我们成立教会，在建立我们教会的方向的时候，大家祷告、寻求、等候哈，神用这两句话很清楚地给我们教会指明一个方向。
A little over 4 years ago, when we formed the church, we were praying, seeking, and looking for the will of God, where we should go. And those two statements came from our Lord.
很浓缩的两句话啊，第一句话告诉我们是谁。
To sum it up, the first thing is who we are.
我们教会是一个什么样的教会呢？
What kind of a church are we?
我们将同心建造一个以基督为中心、彼此相爱的教会大家庭。Together
we will build up a Christ-centered church family where we practice loving one another.
圣经告诉我们，一个真正属基督的教会有两个不能够缺少的特点。The
Scripture teaches us, for a church, there are two necessary prerequisites.
一个叫以基督为中心，另外一个就是彼此相爱。
One is Christ-centered, and the other is loving one another.
这是基督的教会。
This is the Church of Christ.
基督是头。
Christ is the head.
基督是我们的根基。
He is our foundation.
我们读经的目的是为了学习基督，效法基督。
The reason we study the Scripture is to learn about Him, to imitate Christ.
就在这里建造门徒，让我们每个人都越来越像基督。
So we'll disciple ourselves, so we'll be more Christ-like.
我们是属神的一个大家庭，家的最重要的标记就是爱嘛，彼此相爱。
We are a family belonging to God, and what's so good about that is we are loving one another.
第二句话是讲到我们在这里做什么。And
the second is what we do here.
两件事啊，一个是活出圣经真理。
Two things here. One is to live out the truth of the scripture.
那你活出真理之前，一定要好好的学习真理了。
And before you can live it out, you gotta know about it. You have to study it well.
第二件事情就是要传福音。
And second is that we need to preach the gospel.
使近处远处的人都因我们得到福音的恩典。
So to people near and far, so they both will be blessed.
所以大家还记得我们当初是投票选出我们教会的名字的啊。
Do you still remember how we obtained our church, a church's name? We voted for it.
感谢主，当我们注册我们教会的名字的时候，其实我有一点紧张。这么好的名字，是不是早就被人给注册掉了？
And when we were about to register our church with the state, I was a little worried. You know, such a beautiful name might have been taken up already by someone else.
竟然呢，在四年前。在马里兰州没有一所教会叫做马里兰福音教会。
You know what? A little over 4 years ago, there was no entity that assumed this name, Maryland Gospel Church.
所以我们这个真是活出我们教会的名字啊，就是要一直传福音。
We need to live up and out the name of our church. We'll continue preaching the gospel.
2018年的下半年啊，我有机会哈，走动了一些其他的教会哈，在这个附近，我以前一直很羡慕要去看看的那些教会。
The latter part of the year 2018, I always wanted to visit other churches in the area. I never had the opportunity, but then I had the opportunity, so I went around visiting different churches.
这些教会在这个地区都是很有名的，像这个 Chapel Hill Baptist Church， 像 McLean Bible Church 啊，像这个Church of Redeemer 啊 ，Covenant Life 啊，这些大家都听说过他们的教会。
Those are the names that definitely rings a bell with all of you. Those are good churches around in this area.
当我走这几个教会的时候，我发觉这些教会有一个共同的特点。
When I went around visiting those churches, I found out something in common about those churches.
就是不管他们教会有多大，参加聚会有多少人，他们每一次的聚会都在传福音。
And it is this that regardless of the size, membership in attendance, they always will be preaching the gospel.
我还记得去 Chapel Hill Baptist Church 那一次哈。他们整个的敬拜的程序当中，就有一段时间，全体会众来宣告说我们的信仰是什么。
When I was with Chapel Hill, throughout their worship, there was one time specifically devoted to their declaration of their faith.
Church Redeemer 更是这样。他每一次牧师讲完道，一定要呼召人信主哈，把福音再讲一遍，呼召人信耶稣。同工就站在前面，陪谈手册都预备好哈，准备迎接那些信主的人。
And it is even more so with the Church of Redeemer. Every time there will be an altar call, and people will line up, come up, and it will be people counseling them, and they're ready to go.
McLean Bible Church 大概是这个地区最大的教会了。
McLean Bible Church might be the biggest in this area.
他们的牧师那一次我记得应该是讲约翰一书哈，但是他的信息当中一定把耶稣基督的死复活对人救赎的福音再讲一遍。
And if I remember it correctly, the pastor was preaching on First John.But every time they did that, those were included. Always the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, along with preaching his message.
感谢主啊，在过去两三年当中，我们所学习的就是用团队的方式去传福音。
Thanks be to the Lord for the past 2 or 3 years. What we do as a body of believers, we continue preaching.
传福音不仅只是这个牧师长老同工们的责任了。
It is no longer preaching of the gospel is no longer the prerogative of pastors and elders and co-workers.
而是全教会一起来 弟兄姐妹组成一个一个传福音的团队，传福音变成一个很喜乐的一件事情。
It is rather the privilege of all believers who will band together and congregate together as a group and in a group setting preach the gospel.
传福音是不能停的。
It's something, it's a mission that we can never stop having.
这是神给我们的托付。
And this is the mission that the Lord has entrusted us with.
这也是我们这一群弟兄姐妹成立教会、建造教会的时候一起共同从主那里领受来的托付和意向。
And this is the vision that we received at the inception of the church from the Lord. This is our vision.
还记得我们教会的这个会标啊？呀，在一个打开的圣经的上面立着一个十字架。
As you remember our logo, this is the church, right on top of an open Bible.
用这四个方面来做一下我们团契小组的检验。
Let's do some introspection. What we have done vis-à-vis our cell groups and all from the four. Perspective.
我们所在的团契小组是不是一个听道、信道、行道和传道的团契呢
？The fellowship we're in is it a fellowship that hears, that believes, that practices what we have heard and preach the gospel? Is that kind of a fellowship we are in?
感谢主，过去几天我参加了两场见证分享会。
I participated in two testimonies.
星期四有听到15位参加四阶门徒训练，他们上完课以后，15周上完以后，我们在一起分享见证。
I heard the testimonies of about 14, 15 people on Thursday, and they had studied the four stage.
星期五呢，是我们周五查创世纪的查经班，弟兄姐妹聚在一起来分享这过去几个月我们查创世纪的见证。
And coming Friday, I had the opportunity to hear testimonies of those who had been studying with us the book of Genesis.
很感恩听到这些弟兄姐妹的见证，我真是看到神的工作就在我们的当中，在改变人的生命。在使人的生命在不断的成长。
I'm very grateful hearing all of the testimonies, and knowing for sure that the work of the Lord has been and to witness the spiritual growth of believers.
对，来到我们当中的弟兄姐妹啊，如果你现在还没有加入到一个具体的团契小组，我鼓励你啊，不光是来到教会是听到这样一件事。你要想真的把你的所听到的道能够实际的行出来，一定是在一个团契小组，跟一群的弟兄姐妹活在一起，才能办得到。
I encourage those of you who are here, to get into a fellowship and cell group, so that you will have the place where you sharpen your skills, you practice what you have heard, and live out the.Power of the gospel.
我很盼望在团契小组当中，弟兄姐妹不光是成为读经的同伴。
I also I hope and pray that in the fellowship we are not simply study the scripture together, but also
而真正成为彼此的属灵的同伴。
We become spiritual.Companions to one another.
大家围绕着圣经，能够把彼此的生命敞开。
Based on the scripture, we will be able to open up our lives to one another.
让我们真的是靠着圣灵的联络，在每个团契小组当中，我们之间有这样一种生命的实际的活出来的一种方式。
So we have a life connection by the power of the Holy Spirit.This is how it should be done.
我们也可以做做个人的一个检验，我自己的生命的根基是不是很稳固呢
And we can do some individual introspection as our own lives.
我这个人是不是一个听道、信道、行道和传道的人呢？
Am I someone who will fit this description that I will hear and I will believe and I will act out what I have heard and believed in, and I'm the one with the love of the preaching of the gospel.
过去这个星期、星期一、星期二连着两天，我有机会参加这个圣言。讲到研经学院啊，他们办的这两天的培训的分享。
For the past week, Monday and Tuesday, I was blessed with the opportunity to be with this particular conference.
也有机会让我作为一个牧师啊，有时间来在神的面前来检验自己的服事，检验自己的生命。
And that provided me with an opportunity for some self-introspection as a pastor, as to what I've done in those areas myself.
这是这个大会的讲员之一赖若翰牧师哈，他的标题，这个标题我很喜欢。
And this one is a topic by one of the key note speakers for the conference.
让这个信息找到落脚的地方。
Literally, let the message find its foothold.
两天的学习不断的让我听到的信息挑战我的，就是我所传讲的道要落到实处。
I kept hearing throughout the 2 days, what I have heard needs to find its foothold in real life.
就像这个飞机一样，它不能只是在天上转圈的飞飞飞，转了一圈然后就飞走了。
Very much like this plane in this, the plane in this picture, it just cannot continue to circle around without landing and then just fly away.
哇，这个圣经讲的真的是很精彩啊，很完美啊，很吸引我。但是呢，怎么能够跟我们的生活，跟我们自己的生命能够产生连接？这是我们每次听到、讲到、查经、分享的时候要注意。
You may have had a perfect, good teaching of the scripture, but each time after that, what about the practicing part of it? How is that connected with my day-to-day life?
提醒我自己，我每一次传讲的信息要首先应用在我自己的身上，然后再跟大家分享这种生命中的分享。
I'm reminded of the message I preach, first of all, that should impact my life, and with my personal experience, I'll be able to preach to others.
所以我现在在准备我们下一期的讲道的系列，我们会讲以弗所书。
I'm in the process of preparing for the next series of sermons, and the sermons will be based on the book of Ephesians.
特别被提醒，那在传讲以弗所书的信息的时候，这些的信息要首先应用在我的身上，然后跟我们弟兄姐妹来分享的时候，我们大家一起来把神的话能够活出来。
I'm particularly reminded, this is the message before I preach it, would have to impact my life, I have to live it out, and then I can turn around and share it with brothers and sisters live out the message itself.
如果你要去波士顿的话，大概都会去这个地方啊，这是波士顿很有名的啊，它叫这个波士顿之光的一个灯塔。
And if you travel to the area of Boston, this is a site you probably will go and visit. This is called Boston Light.
1716年就建起来了啊，中间有一次被战火摧毁，然后后来又重建，所以这样算起来，到现在已经超过300年的历史了。
It was built in back in 1716, and then there was a period it was destroyed or damaged, and then it got rebuilt. But counting from 1716 up to today, it has a history of more than 300 years.
怎么能够 站在这个海岸边，经历风吹雨打300多年，依然屹立在那里呢？
How can it be that the light has been standing here against all of the rains and breakers of the sea for over 300 years?
不仅自己能够站立得稳，到现在哦，还在用哦。依然能够给海上的这些行船指明方向呢。
Not only it remains standing, it continues to light the way to the sailors and ships.
就是因为它的根基是建在海市上。
And that is because it's this foundation upon which the lighthouse was built.
这是曾经被称为世界第八大奇迹的一个建筑，是在非洲的埃塞俄比亚。
Oh, this construction, this building used to be described as the eighth wonder of the world. And this is in Ethiopia.
整个这个教堂建筑就是从这个火山这个凝灰岩石一大块岩石中挖出来的一个教堂。
And this church actually was dug out of or built from sort of the rock.
是在13世纪初哈，到现在 还在那里，已经超过800年的历史。
It started getting built in the 13th century, so till today has a history of over 800 years.
为什么他们能够一直屹立在那里？因为它的根基建在海上。
The reason it remains standing till today is because its foundation is built on a rock.
基督的教会已经屹立在那里2000年了。
The Church of Christ has withstood against war for over 2,000 years.
虽然风吹雨淋水冲撞着这房子，各样的逼迫，罗马帝国各样强势都在逼迫今天的教会，但是这个教会建立在耶稣是主的这个磐石上，直到今天屹立不倒。
Despite the rain, the streams, the winds.The persecution of the Roman Empire and all else, the Church of Christ remains standing till today. It will never fail.
杀戮、逼迫、驱赶、关监狱都不能毁坏这个教会，因为这个教会是建立在属灵的磐石上。
Martyrdom, persecution, suppression will never shake this.Church, because it is built on a solid foundation. That's the spiritual fact.
让我们这个基督徒，让我们这间教会认准这一点啊，不断的来查验我们有没有走偏再回来啊，屹立在耶稣基督，屹立在福音的这个根基上，才能够做好神喜悦的基督徒的教会。
Let's make sure that we ourselves and our church remain built on this. Solid foundation will continue